अज्ञश्च श्रद्धधानश्च संशयात्मा विनश्यति नायं लोकोस्ति न परो न सुखं संशयात्मनः। भगवद्गीता 4.40। अज्ञश्च श्रद्धधानश्च अज्ञश्च one who is not in knowledge, ashraddhanascha, one who does not have faith, samshayatma, one who has doubts, vinashyati, the person destroyed, nayam lokosti, not in this world, na paro, nor in the next world, na sukham samshayatmana, there will be no happiness for samshayatmana, the doubting soul. So Krishna uses the word samshayatma twice actually, in the same verse. Just as he had earlier used the word basma twice in 4.36. Yathe dhamsi samito agnir basma sat kurute arjuna jnana agni sarva karmani basma sat kurute tatha. So basma sat, so the emphasis of a certain word, if it is repeated twice in a particular, in the same verse, then it's intentional to convey the importance of that word and the importance of the idea conveyed by that word. So similarly here, samshayatma, the doubting person, Krishna is using the word twice, the same verse, to reproach this kind of person. So we have it again in the second line and the fourth line, as it was in 4.36. So that was 4.37 actually, or 36. Sorry. Now, Krishna is again adopting the same mode of instructing by contrasting as it adopted in 3.31-32. 3.31 was about faith and its auspicious results, as was the first verse here, 4.39. And 3.32 was about lack of faith and its inauspicious results. And similarly, here also 4.40 is about lack of faith. Let's compare these two verses. Yetvetadabhyasuyanto nanutishtanti me matam sarvajnana vimudhamstan viddhinashtana chetasaha. So, one who does not have yetvetadabhyasuyanto, one who is envious, nanutishtanti me matam, one does not situate oneself in Krishna's words. Sarvajnana vimudhamstan, all the knowledge, whatever knowledge the person may have, that gets deluded. Vimudhams, viddhinashtan achetasaha, and the person is ruined, destroyed. So, achetasaha, because of a misdirected consciousness. Now again here, as I mentioned, the focus is on Krishna and his instructions, and so in the negative side, it is envy towards Krishna, because of which one doesn't want to follow the instructions of a particular person. So, Krishna says, those who are out of envy don't follow my instructions. They may have knowledge, but that knowledge gets deluded because Krishna is the purpose of knowledge. But Veda Ishya Sarvai Ahame Vidya, 15.15 says, Bahunam Janvanam Ante Gyanavan Mam Prapadyate, 7.19 states. So, Krishna is the purpose of knowledge, and those who do not surrender to Krishna do not acquire any knowledge. So, the purpose of the knowledge gets defeated. And viddhinashtan, they are ruined. So similarly, Krishna is saying over here that samshayatma vinashyati will be ruined. And what is the ruin Krishna talks about over here? He said that person will not get happiness either in this or the next world. So it's an inauspicious destination. So as contrasted with those who have faith and attain liberation, these people don't get liberation and in fact stay on in material existence. So this is, in one sense, the conclusion of this verse, 4.40, is similar to 4.31, where Krishna stated, Nayam lokos tinaparo, no. Nayam lokos tayagyasya kuto anya kuru sattama. There also he had said that, if one is not doing yagya, then there is no happiness in this world also, what to speak of the next world. So something similar Krishna is saying, there is no happiness in this life or the next life for the doubting soul. So here, Krishna is talking about in the first two lines, A and B of 4.40, he's talking about two categories of people. Three categories. Agyascha, those who don't know about him at all. Ashraddhanascha, those who know, but those, they do not put faith in him. And Samshayatma, those who know, those who put faith, but then they don't put whole faith, and they keep letting themselves be eroded by doubts internally. So, Vinashyati, these people will be lost, Krishna is saying. Why should one be like this, where one let oneself be eroded by doubt? Now, the question here may come up that what exactly is the difference? Now, yes, there are some people who are outright atheists, they are agya. There are others who are exposed to Krishna, but they reject him as a mythological figure or merely a historical person or just maybe a sectarian conception of God. These people are ashraddhanascha. Samshayatma. Those who have doubts about things. What happens to those people who have doubts? They cannot attain any auspicious result. Now, doubt itself is not bad, but doubt which is unreasonable is bad. Krishna, when he talks, he uses reasoned and scripture-based analysis about why Karma Yoga is the best process for Arjuna. And he addresses Arjuna's question also quite candidly. So after getting proper scriptural understanding, after being adequately explained the concepts and the answers to one's questions, if after that one still persists in not seeking spiritual knowledge or in not living according to spiritual knowledge, then actually that person is ruining oneself. It's like a patient who has been explained the diagnosis, been explained the prescription, and has seen other patients getting cured, and still that person thinks, oh, why should I? Maybe this will not work for me. What is the need for me to take this medicine? That is most unfortunate. That is something which is very sad. So, one has to be careful. Now, if we have doubts, what do we do? We can't just wish away our doubts. We can deal with them in different ways. This itself is a full class. I won't go into that. But quickly speaking, first is, if we had core doubts about the very central process that we are following, about the holy name, about remembrance of Krishna, about bhakti yoga, then we should study scripture, associate with learned devotees, and get the questions answered. But, and if we have doubts about issues that are not very directly relevant to us, say for example, if we talk about the fifth canto cosmology, how do I understand all those conceptions of celestial bodies and all that? So now that is a peripheral doubt, and we can put it in a can't understand but not urgent mode, a box. Sometimes in my group meetings or in some management sessions, sometimes are put in car park. Put them for working at later. We don't let our practice of bhakti be checked by this. We understand, okay, this is not very important for me. It's not that, just like when I start taking a medicine, it's not that I have to understand everything about this particular disease and about the medicine. What is most important for me, I understand. I start taking. Similarly, it's not that just because we want to start living according to scripture, we have to understand every single thing in scripture right at the beginning. No, we should, we can, based on understanding the basics, we start practicing the basics, and as we understand scripture more and more, we will be able to practice it more and more also. So, and we will be able to understand it more and more, contextualize it, reason through it, and accept it in an intelligible way. So, in between some doubts, we can resolve by deeper study and questioning, discussing with devotees. Some doubts, we may just have to put them in the car park, saying that I may not be able to understand this in the near future, but they are not very important to me. And other doubts we can keep by our studying, by discussing. Sometimes if we have some specific doubts about specific subjects, we can go to some specialist devotees and get the questions answered. And in that way, we can keep moving onwards in our spiritual life. So, we can doubt our doubts instead of doubting our beliefs. Doubt our doubts means, okay, this is a doubt which has ultimately come from my mind. And my mind, I know, is misleading. So, why should I give so much credence to it? As compared to the word of God, whatever idea the human mind may come up with, the human mind's ideas are always limited, or always distorted, or can be fallible. Not always distorted, but they can be distorted. They are fallible. So, I will not lose. I'll choose to have more faith in revelation than in my own speculation. And gradually, as we become purified, then our mind will also start seeing things properly and will stop misleading us. And we'll be able to go beyond doubts. So here, Krishna contrasts and instructs the fruits of the auspicious results of having faith and the inauspicious results of choosing doubts. This is how he is now moving towards the conclusion of this section on jnana and towards this chapter also. The concluding two verses we'll discuss in our next two talks. Thank you.